Yeah, I think that you will definitely see former Lieutenant Governor and former U.S. Senate candidate Bill Halter take a pretty serious hard look at this. He's already given indications that he's gotten encouragement to run. He was going to look at this race anyway, but with Ross out of the picture, it certainly creates a void that he could step into and try to pick up some party support. I don't think a Halter supporter is necessarily a Ross supporter and vice versa, but it just kind of creates an opening. It's a less crowded field at this point without Mike Ross in it. It doesn't suck up as much money. It doesn't suck up as much of the party faithful that are going to pick and choose who they want to get behind. So I think you'll see Halter's name out there quite visibly for quite a while. And I think that it's very opened up, too, for potential outsiders to step in as well. I think you could see a fresh face on the political scene step into the limelight, such as John Burkhalter, Arkansas Highway Commissioner, who has expressed some interest in looking at a gubernatorial run. I think that this may be the kind of opening that's created for people to reassess who they might consider and take a look at any number of candidates that may emerge.
We're not even done with the 2012 primary yet, but when, if you are thinking about a serious run for the governor's mansion, when do you have to start getting things lined up because of money?
Well, that's a great question. I think that you could start today if you really wanted.
Nothing keeping you holding you back, right?
But if you are a type of candidate that could self-fund, such as Burkhalter that I mentioned earlier, that's not such a serious threat to you, although you are still going to go out and try to raise money to build support from people financially and politically. I think that somewhere within about 6 months of filing period, you have to start getting serious and decide whether or not you're going to jump in or not. Dustin McDaniel is going to have a war chest, and he's got a developed list of donors that he'll be able to go to. Bill Halter will have a list of donors that he'll be able to go back to. So if you're a new candidate in this Democratic primary, you're going to have to get serious pretty early to have a snowball's chance of making an impact.
You know, one of the great things about following Arkansas politics is sometimes names come up that are then lost to the dustbins of history. People who've been here a while might remember Marion Crank or Ted Boswell. We're going to have another name come up that might not even last that long in popular consciousness, and that's John Wolfe. Who is John Wolfe?
John Wolfe is a left-of-center trial attorney from the state of Tennessee who has filed the paperwork and paid the money to be on the Democratic primary ballot for President of the United States. And he has not campaigned heavily here in Arkansas, although he has done some phone calls. He's had some robocalls going into a lot of different households over the last couple of weeks. He's presented as an alternative to Obama on the ballot this May 22nd, and I think that our polling shows he'll actually have a pretty good showing if all things go according to the numbers that we're seeing. It will be a protest vote against Obama in culturally conservative Arkansas, particularly in the rural parts of the state. Much like we saw D.C. Morrison and even Bill Halter get some anti-Blanche Lincoln votes a few years ago in the Democratic primary, I think you'll see John Wolfe also get that same kind of traction. He's not well known, and if people did know his politics, they probably wouldn't agree with him, but they just want to register a vote against Obama, they'll have a choice.
Safe to say that the electoral votes in November will not be going toward President Obama anyway.
Yeah, Arkansas is not part of his reelection strategy in any of the different possible scenarios that are out there. He's never performed well here. He doesn't have a deep connection to this state like Bill Clinton had or Mike Huckabee had, so there's just hasn't been a reason for him to try to come and compete for six electoral votes when there are other states that offer higher returns on his investment. And so he's never done well politically here. He's never done well in the polling here, and he is going to have a rough time this fall in Arkansas. And that's going to be a real problem for some of the other Democrats down ballot.
All right. Roby Bronk is the publisher of Talk Business and TalkBusiness.net. Roby, thanks as always.
Good to be with you, Cal.